Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm deen. Today's topic is very beautiful, and it is Deen is well wishing. Hazrat Sayyidina Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala reports that Huzur Nabi Rahmat Shafi' Ummat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Deen is well wishing. We submitted Fahu Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, for Allah azza wa jal, for his book, for his Rasul, and for Muslim rulers, Muslim leaders, and for the common Muslims. Hazrat Allama Nawawi Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi explains this hadith in Sharah Sahih Muslim. He says the meaning of being well-wisher towards Allah Azza wa Jal is to believe in Him, to negate shirk from Him, not to find any faults in His attributes. Always dedicate beautiful, excellent qualities to Allah Azza wa Jal. To believe that He is free from all defects. To obey Him and to refrain from His disobedience. To love for His sake and to have enmity for His sake. To love those who are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and keep yourself far away from those who are disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. To fight with those who deny the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. To acknowledge His bounties. And to be grateful, to be thankful for the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. To believe all these things which are mentioned and to invite people towards these facts which are mentioned already and to motivate people to believe in all these things and to show softness and kindness towards people. So this is the meaning of being well-wisher to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing which is mentioned in this hadith mubarakah is to be well-wisher for the kitab of Allah. It means that to believe in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, Quran Majeed, that this is indeed word of Allah. To believe that Allah has revealed this book, and nobody from the creation has its word similar to the word of Allah. And there is no one in the creation who has the ability to make words similar to the kalam of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. To respect the book of Allah and to recite the book of Allah with all its conditions and requirements, for example, with the rules of tajweed. To make the kitab of Allah beautiful, and whatever is mentioned in it, to endorse that, to testify that, and to practice upon the orders that are mentioned in Quran Majeed. Try to understand the knowledge which is contained in the book of Allah and the examples which are given, and to ponder upon the wonders that are mentioned in Quran Kareem, to practice upon the ayat of ahkam, the commandments, and to believe in the ayat which are mutashabih, which means the meaning of which is not very clear, to spread its knowledge and to invite people towards the advice of Quran Majeed and motivating people to practice upon it. Being well-wisher to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means that one should endorse and testify the prophethood, the messengerhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought with him, to believe in that. Whatever he orders, one should practice upon it. And whatever is prohibited by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one should refrain from it. To assist Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his apparent life and after his apparent life. To be enemy of his enemies and to be friend of his friends. Always be mindful of his right, his haqq. To show great adab, ihtiram, respect towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to revive the way and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to spread his da'wat, his shariat all over the world, and to remove allegations from the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to take full benefit from the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to understand deeply the matters of shariat which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought and given us, and inviting people towards his shariat. And in order to teach and learn shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one should adopt a mild way, a soft way, not to be hard upon people. And when learning these branches of knowledge, studying these branches of knowledge, one should be very respectful. And if one does not have knowledge of certain matters of Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one should not give an opinion. One should keep quiet about it. Because of the nisbat and relationship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one should respect Ahl Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to adopt the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to love Ahl Bayt and all Sahaba ikram, and to have enmity against those who change the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at the place of sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam they fabricate an innovation, and to stay away and to refrain from the company of those people who insult any single sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is to be well wisher with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then it is mentioned in hadith mubarakah to be well wisher of Aimma Muslimin. It means the rulers of Muslims, or also ulama ikram, that one should help them, to follow them in true things, things that are truthful and according to Sharia, one should follow them. And if they're doing something wrong, one should warn them with kindness, with softness. And if they are unaware of certain things and they are negligent, one should make them aware of the wrong that is happening, and to remind them the huquq, the rights of Muslims, about which they are unaware. Not to start any campaign of rebellion against them, and to motivate people to keep their hearts soft towards them, to read namaz behind them, and sadaqat, which are necessary to be handed over to the rulers, must be handed over to them. So all these matters should be done, all these responsibilities should be performed if the rulers are khulafa, according to the definition of Shariat, or they are well wishers of the nation, they are pious rulers. And if it means the ulama ikram, then when we say that you should be well wisher to the ulama ikram, it means that whatever they teach you, the lecture, the discourse they give, you must listen and accept and learn and follow them and have husne zan with them, think good about them, do not criticize them unnecessarily without any shari reason. Because there are many people who have this habit of insulting ulama ikram and criticizing ulama ikram and making jokes regarding ulama community. This is totally wrong, and this is not being khair kha and well wishers of ulama ikram. So one should respect them and have husne zan regarding them, think good about them. Then it is mentioned in hadith mubarakah that one should be well wisher of common Muslims. It means that one should guide them in the matters of dunya, in the matters of akhirah. One should try to remove their difficulties and things about deen which they do not know, to teach them help them in their words, their actions. So their words and their speech is correct in the light of Shariat, and their actions are correct in the light of Shariat. To cover their faults, to fulfill their needs. Anything that is harmful, to remove that from them. To bring those things closer to them which are of benefit to them. To order them to do good things with sincerity and with kindness and softness, and stop them from evil. To show love and shafqat towards them. Respect their elders and show love to their younger ones. Always give them good advice, and not to commit any fraud with them, not to cheat them, not to deceive them, not to have jealousy towards them. What you like for yourself, you like for them. And things which are not favorite, which you do not like for yourself, you should not like for them. So this has been well-wisher to the common Muslims. Sharih Hadith Allama Ibn Battal Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh writes under this Hadith Mubarakah that you would not be able to be a well-wisher towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and towards the Kitab of Allah Azza wa Jal and towards Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Aimma Muslimin and common Muslims until you are well-wisher of yourself and you are trying hard to learn ilm deen. Because without having ilm deen, you would never know what is obligatory upon you, what is wajib upon you, what is disliked in Sharia, what is liked in Sharia. You would never know the tricks of Shaitan. You would never know this enemy and his plots and his plans. So how would you save yourself, and how would you save yourself from the cunning style of nafs? So in order to perform all these obligations and all these duties, ilm-e-deen is necessary. So from here we learn that without ilm-e-deen, it is very difficult to perform your responsibilities towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Quran-e-Majeed, towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, towards Aimmah Muslimin and common Muslims. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, to remove this weakness from the Ummah, Dawat Islami has started many programs to bring Islamic education to Muslim community, from men to women, from older to younger. People of every age, every gender, they have opportunity to learn ilm-e-deen in the atmosphere of Dawat Islami. So wherever in the world you are, stay attached to Dawat Islami. Even online services are there, education is being given, classes are being conducted, people are becoming ulama, and there are so many other causes which are being offered that help people to learn Shariat, to learn ilm-e-deen, to learn Quran-e-Kareem, to learn how to recite Quran with Tajweed, as it is one of the rites of Quran-e-Majeed. From this discourse we learn that deen is the name of well-wishing. And in reality, nobody can sense the essence of deen of Islam without this concept of well-wishing. So one should develop this jazba, this enthusiasm, this feeling of well-wishing in this beautiful deen. Deen of Islam is that beloved deen which teaches us to be well-wisher of Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Aimma Muslimin and the common Muslims. And we learn that one should be well-wisher to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It means that you are well-wisher to yourself, because whoever will practice upon the commandments of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he will get the worldly benefits and the benefits of hereafter, which is sawab. And we learn from this discourse that one should be well-wisher to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It means that one should follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One should show great adab and respect, ta'zeem and taqeer, because this respect and ta'zeem of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is our iman. His love is our iman. Rather, it is the essence of iman, the life and the soul of iman. As it is said very beautifully by our Imam, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Fazil Barelvi Nawwarallahu Marqadahu wa Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu. Allah ki sar taba qadam shan hain ye, insa nahi insan, wo insan hain ye. Quran to iman batata hai inhe, aur iman ye kehta hai ki meri jaan hain ye. It means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such a personality that he represents the glory of Allah Azza wa Jal from bottom to top, from toe to head. He is such a human being that there is no human being who is like him. There is nobody who is like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we ask Quran about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Quran says that he is iman, and Ala Hazrat puts it very beautifully in this couplet. He says, when we ask iman, who's he? Iman says, he is my life, he is my essence, he is my ruh. Subhanallah. And we learn from this discourse that we should be well wishes to the Muslims. And you cannot be well wisher if you don't have the knowledge, if you don't know the rights of other Muslims, if you don't know the method of fulfilling those rights. And that would happen if you have the knowledge of deen, if you have the knowledge of sharia. Therefore, it is very necessary for every Muslim to learn ilm deen. One beautiful example of being well-wisher of Muslims, thinking of their well-being and taking care of them, is mentioned in a booklet called Ihtiram-e-Muslim, written by Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razvi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya. May Allah preserve him and give him long life. The story is mentioned that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Abdullah Khayyat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, a fire worshipper, used to come for some clothes to be sewn, because حضرت ابو عبداللہ خیاط واز اے ٹیلر، ہی یوز ٹو سو کلوتھس، اینڈ ایوری ٹائم وین ہی وڈ برنگ سم ورک ہی وڈ گیو اے فیک کرنسی ٹو حضرت ابو عبداللہ خیاط ایز ہز لیبر، اینڈ ہی یوز ٹو ٹیک اٹ. ونس ون آف ہز اسٹوڈنٹس واز دیئر اینڈ حضرت واز ناٹ اراؤنڈ، سو دس فائر ورشپر گیو دیٹ فیک کرنسی. سو اسٹوڈنٹ آف حضرت عبداللہ خیاط رحمۃ اللہ تعالی ڈڈ ناٹ ایکسیپٹ. وین حضرت سیدنا شیخ ابو عبداللہ خیاط رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ کیم بیک اینڈ ہی لرنٹ اباؤٹ اٹ، سو ہی سیٹ ٹو ہز اسٹوڈنٹ، وائی ڈڈ یو ناٹ ایکسیپٹ دا فیک کرنسی؟ بیکاز ہی از گیونگ می دس فیک کرنسی فرام مینی ایئرز اینڈ آئی کوائٹلی ٹیک اٹ، سو ہی مسٹ ناٹ گو اینڈ گیو دیٹ ٹو اندر مسلم. سو دس گریٹ ولی آف اللہ، دس گریٹ شیخ واز اے گریٹ ویل وشر آف مسلمس، سو ہی ڈنٹ وانٹ دیٹ دس پرسن ٹو گو اینڈ چیٹ اینی ادر مسلمس. سو وائل نوئنگ دیٹ ہی از چیٹنگ، ہی کوائٹلی آلویز ایکسیپٹڈ ہز فیک کرنسی. واٹ اے ونڈرفل جذبہ اینڈ فیلنگ فار ادر مسلمس ٹو پروٹیکٹ دیم فرام لاس اینڈ ٹو پروٹیکٹ دیم فرام فتنا. دیٹس وائی ان آور دین ایون ٹو ریموو اے اسٹون فرام دا پاتھ از چیریٹی، یو گیٹ ثواب بیکاز یو آر سیونگ ادر پیپل فرام گیٹنگ ہرٹ. دس شوڈ بی آور تھنکنگ. وی شوڈ ناٹ پلان ٹو ہرٹ مسلمس، ٹو چیٹ مسلمس، ٹو روب مسلمس، ٹو بی ڈس آنیسٹ ود مسلمس، ٹو بریک پرومسز ویچ آر میڈ ود مسلمس، ٹو اسپیک لائی ٹو دیم. دس از ناٹ ویل وشنگ. ویل وشنگ از ٹو ٹیک کیئر آف دیم، ایز حضرت عبداللہ خیاط رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ شوڈ ود ہز پریکٹیکل ایگزامپل. وی میک دعا دیٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گیو اس توفیق ٹو ہیو ریئل ویل وشنگ جذبہ ٹورڈز مسلمس، ٹورڈز اور دین، ٹورڈز قرآن، ٹورڈز رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، ٹورڈز اور کریئٹر آل مائٹی اللہ عز و جل. اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گیو اس توفیق ٹو پریکٹس اپون ہز احکامات، اپون ہز آرڈرز. اینڈ مے اللہ گیو اس توفیق ٹو شو گریٹ ادب اینڈ ریسپیکٹ ٹورڈز کتاب اللہ، کلام مجید. مے اللہ گیو اس شوق اینڈ ذوق اینڈ لو فار تلاوت آف قرآن، ریسائٹیشن آف قرآن ود آل اٹس رائٹس، ود تجوید، ود پراپر مخارج ایکسیٹرا. اینڈ مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گیو اس ٹرو لو فار رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. اینڈ مے وی بی اوبیڈینٹ ٹو آور مسلم لیڈرز، پرٹیکولرلی ان دس ایج اینڈ ٹائم دا علماء اکرام ہو آر working very hard to guide Muslim Ummah, who are giving solutions to the problems, and they educating and teaching Muslim Ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, bless all of them. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلاتم وسلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ.
بیوٹی آف اسلام، بیوٹی آف اسلام، بیوٹی Islam, beauty of Islam.